This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, we could have a telephone appointment. We can have a telemedicine appointment, Skype appointment. Call the office, 212-779-1744, 212-779-1744. Hope you're starting to enjoy the warmer weather, going out, getting fresh air, being less afraid as we come out of lockdown from this pandemic. I'll tell you, there is nothing worse than fear, right? What we think about most, what we obsess about, what we concentrate on most is what manifests. Don't do it. Think pleasant thoughts. Be optimistic. We will all come through this, as you'll see. And we're here in New York, coming out of this lockdown, which I'm very much happy about at this point. So here's something from Endocrinology Advisor. This is very interesting. High Intensity Interval Training, the acronym is HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training, HIIT. HIIT exercise may reduce musculoskeletal pain in inactive individuals with type 2 diabetes. Hey, being inactive may cause the type 2 diabetes, you know, along with a poor diet. 8 weeks of high-intensity combined aerobic and resistance exercise may safely reduce musculoskeletal pain in inactive individuals with type 2 diabetes, according to the results of a randomized controlled study published in Diabetes Research and Clinical Practice. This is the journal Diabetes Research and Clinical Practice. Studies have shown high-intensity interval training, we call it HIIT, to be more effective in improving cardiorespiratory fitness and glycemic control in individuals with type 2 diabetes than moderate intensity continuous training. And although a combination of aerobic and resistance training is recommended in type 2 diabetes, few exercise studies have included both types. With regard to pain management, the analgesic effects of exercise may be intensity dependent, but the effect of HIIT on chronic pain has not yet been investigated. You know, exercise is almost like taking metformin for diabetes. Exercise is definitely a prescription. It's one I give to all of my patients and clients. It is absolutely part of the lifestyle change that is necessary to establish blood sugar control. Exercise is like taking metformin, also known as glucophage. It can help to lower and regulate blood sugar. Exercise is that important. But now, this is the study of exercise on pain. To compare the safety and efficacy of low volume combined aerobic and resistance HIIT, and combined aerobic and resistance moderate intensity exercise with that of usual care in inactive individuals with type 2 diabetes, 32 patients with an average age of 58 years old with medically diagnosed type 2 diabetes were randomly assigned to a control group or combined aerobic and resistance moderate exercise or high intensity interval training, HIIT, treatment groups. Individuals with absolute contraindications to exercise were excluded. You know, people who are not able to exercise due to health conditions, other conditions which may keep them from exercising safely, they were excluded. And those who participated in greater than 150 minutes of moderate physical activity or less than 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity per week were also excluded. So they really tightened the controls of what they were looking at here. These 32 patients, 41% of them, by the way, were women. And the average age of all 32 was about 58 years of age, you know, plus or minus 9 years. Now, of the 32, a total of 26 individuals completed the study. The participants were randomly assigned to the exercise groups. The participants randomly assigned to the exercise groups underwent variations of an 8-week exercise program that combined a machine-based body weight and free weight exercises with aerobic training. Individuals in the moderate intensity exercise group trained 4 times per week with 2 sessions that combined moderate intensity resistance and aerobic training at 55 to 69% of heart rate, and 2 sessions that included only aerobic training at the same heart rate peak. Individuals in the HIIT group trained 3 times per week, with each session consisting of a warm-up and cool-down at 50 to 60% of heart rate, aerobic exercises 85 to 95% of heart rate, and 1-minute intervals of very high exertion resistance training, each separated by 1 minute of rest. The HIIT group exercised for a total of 78 minutes per week, compared with 210 minutes per week of the moderate intensity exercise group. And participants in the control group continued their usual care for 8 weeks and were instructed not to change their physical activity or dietary habits during this period. So just to remind you what high-intensity interval training is, HIIT exercise, is you're not just doing a normal pace aerobic activity. Consider jogging, whether you're jogging outside or on a treadmill. You get up to your steady pace, right? And instead of just jogging at that steady pace for, say, 30 minutes, what you do is you jog getting up to your steady pace for a while. You're there for several minutes after your warm-up, right? You're there, and then you break out into a full-on sprint, maybe for 30 seconds, maybe for 40 seconds, however you can, until you're a little bit out of breath. That's the interval. That sprint is called the interval. And then you resume back to your steady pace so that you're able to catch your breath and just continue your steady, usual pace of jogging. And after that so-called steady pace, we'll call it rest. You don't stop jogging. You just get back to your usual and you're breathing deeply and everything is fine. You do that for a few minutes. And then again, you do another interval. You sprint for 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds. If you're really conditioned, maybe a minute. And then you come back down. You do the interval. That's what HIIT is, high intensity interval training. This is shown to be much more effective, by the way, at fat burning than regular aerobic exercise, which is really interesting. So these participants use the Nordic Musculoskeletal Questionnaire to rate the pain or discomfort of 9 areas in the body from 0 to 10 during the preceding year and week. The 9 scores were combined into a global pain score. Neuropathic symptoms were captured using the 6-item neuropathy total symptom score. So they did all this. What they found was a significant reduction in pain intensity was observed for individuals in the HIIT group versus the control group. So the people who practiced the high intensity interval training group, their pain was reduced. Their pain intensity was significantly reduced compared to the control group. And the control group really did nothing. They were told not to change their physical activity, not to change their dietary habits. You have to compare it to a group that would do nothing. So you have something to compare these results to, right? Whereas no significant difference between the moderate intensity group and the control group was observed for global pain intensity. This is really interesting. So even with some moderate exercise, it didn't impact their pain control enough as compared with the control group. When including only participants who reached the required intensity of greater than 80% of the exercise sessions, a significant reduction in pain intensity for individuals in the moderate exercise group versus the control group was observed. Okay, so it had to do with a little bit of a threshold effect. They had to be exercising enough for that resultant reduction in pain intensity. So there was no statistical difference in the reduction of pain between the two exercise groups, that's the HIIT group and the moderate intensity group, and no significant reduction of neuropathy symptoms in any group. Now, you know, neuropathy pain is something that is a hallmark of advanced type 2 diabetes. It starts to affect the nerves. The number of adverse effects during the training intervention was similar between individuals in the moderate intensity group and the HIIT group. But after adjusting for the number of training hours completed, the number of musculoskeletal adverse events was twice as high in the HIIT group. Okay, so taken together, the results of this study showed that HIIT training can be a safe and effective method for reducing musculoskeletal pain in inactive individuals with type 2 diabetes. The HIIT exercise training program had the additional advantage of taking less than half the time that the moderate program took with similar results, potentially making it more useful for individuals who are not able to exercise for extended periods of time. And of course, they say further studies with larger sample sizes, longer durations, and more precise pain assessments are warranted. Now, what that means about HIIT training is, rather than doing your steady aerobic beat of jogging for 30 to 45 minutes, when you're doing HIIT training, high intensity interval training, you can jog for 20 minutes and doing within those 20 minutes, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 intervals where you sprint and you're done. You're done in 20 minutes. You're cutting your exercise duration almost in half, right? Or you're at least reducing it by 30%. That's still something, leaving you time to go do other things. So high intensity interval training is very, very effective. And also reducing your exercise time. It's also a very, very potent fat burner, which we have known actually for quite some time. So this is very interesting. This is in Endocrinology Advisor, right? And I want to talk to you next about another study. Yoga, a potential option for migraine treatment. You know, I'm a big fan of yoga. And how many of you are suffering with migraine? Adding yoga to a regularly prescribed migraine treatment may be better than medication alone, according to a new study published in the journal Neurology. The study involved 114 people between the ages of 18 and 50 who had episodic migraine. Participants experienced 4 to 14 headaches per month, and they were randomly assigned to two groups, medication only or yoga plus medication. The people in the yoga group were taught a one-hour yoga practice that included breathing and relaxation exercises and postures. People were supervised by a yoga instructor 3 days a week for 1 month. They then practiced on their own at home for 5 days a week over the next 2 months. Both groups received the appropriate medications and counseling about lifestyle changes that may help with migraines, such as getting adequate sleep, eating regular meals, and exercising. Participants kept a log about how long their headaches lasted, how severe they were, and medications they took, according to the study. The study showed people improved in both the medication-only group as well as the yoga group, but the benefit was higher in the yoga group in all areas, including headache frequency, pain intensity, use of medications, as well as how much migraine interfered with daily life, the researchers said. For headache frequency, the yoga group started with an average of 9.1 headaches per month and ended the study reporting just 4.7 headaches per month. That's a 48% reduction. Wow. The medication only group reported an average of 7.7 headaches per month at the start of the study and 6.8 at the end of the 3 months, a 12% decrease. The average number of pills participants in the yoga group used decreased by 47% after 3 months. Hey, I'm a big fan of reducing medications where you can. That's great. Meanwhile, the average number of pills the medication-only group used decreased by only 12%, according to the researchers. Our results show that yoga can reduce not just the pain, but also the treatment cost of migraines, study author. This is a study coming out of New Delhi, India. That can be a real game changer, especially for people who struggle to afford their medication. So, thank you to Kathleen Rushlow from Integrative Practitioner for bringing this information to us, and to Endocrinology Advisor for the previous study on HIIT exercise in type 2 diabetes. And the management of pain, musculoskeletal pain in type 2 diabetes. I'm a huge fan of yoga. It has many, many benefits. Now it may have benefits for reduction in migraine frequency and intensity. So yoga is good for so many things. And I encourage all of those who are regular exercisers or even who don't exercise, find a yoga practitioner find something on YouTube, download something. There are exercise channels that you could watch where you can practice some yoga on your own at home, especially if you're currently sheltering in place. And as these lockdowns are beginning to liberate a bit, and hopefully a lot very soon, because the weather is warm and it's really hard to keep people inside. Not only are they suffering from cabin fever, but, you know, spring fever as well. When the weather is nice and the days are nice, it's nice to get out and especially get some fresh air and some much needed exercise. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. And I say to all of you, namaste.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.